Hayom Tishav Arboim Yom Shehem Shiva Shavuos BaOmer. Today is 49 days of the Omer. Today is Malchus Shebamalchus. Today is kingship within kingship, where we're able to coronate Hashem in ways through coronating Hashem. We've reached the ultimate level of our Avodas Hashem, and we should really feel good if anybody has gone through the whole 49 days. A big Yasher Koyach to you. But first, as an introduction, the Torah says, about counting Sfira, you start from the day after the first day of Yom Tov of Pesach. It says, Ad mi racharas HaShabbos. The Torah says that we should count until after the seventh week, meaning the 50th day, until the 50th day. Ad mi racharas HaShabbos, until the day after the seventh week, until the 50th day, Hashvis, Tisperu Chamishim Yom, you shall count 50 days to the 50th day. So the Kashrus Margit says, even if a person has not done tshuva this whole time, and has not aroused himself immediately beginning of Sfiras HaOmer, and you're coming down to the last day, one should not despair. Rather, you still have a mitzvah to count until the last day of Sfira. And you can illuminate all 50 days through your tshuva today. That is the deeper meaning of the pasuk. That Ad Bimrachas HaShabbos HaShvi, until the very last day, Tisperu, you can count to the 50th day. Even that last day you can count. So therefore, in the area Bein Adam LaMakom, between man and Hashem, besides the fact we've already said that your soul should rule over your body in everything you do, and that's how you're Makabli Yom Malchus Shemayim, and that dictates what you're going to do. But you also have to make sure that not only in action it's that way, but make sure in your mind that your sole intention is only to give honor only for Hashem and not for yourself, in thought and in mind. And that's the Malchus Shebamalchus. Also, you have to take to heart that in order to have the strength to enable your soul to rule over your body, you still must allow the body sometimes to rule over the soul just enough to keep the body strong enough to obey the soul. For example, you must allow the body to rule and be able to let you sleep a little bit. Just enough to be able to get up like a lion the next morning. So therefore, you cannot totally deny the body. And at times you have to let the body rule only insofar to give the strength for the soul to rule. As especially we're going to come up to Shavuos night, we got to be up all night Shavuos. So obviously you got to take a little bit of a shluff this afternoon so you can have the strength to be able to be up the whole night and learn Shavuos night. Also, number three, you should increase your tefillos, your prayers before Hashem, to give you divine assistance in all your efforts in your avodas Hashem. In other words, in order for your prayers to, and more so, but you want your prayers to be accepted. You're saying, Hashem, give me siyata d'shmaya. Fine. But Hashem says, why should I give you siyata d'shmaya? So therefore, if you want your prayers to be accepted, then you have to see to it that you have the right intentions when doing your avodas Hashem. It's a virtuous circle. So have in mind that you're, let's say, when you're working. So now that you're working, so why are you working? So the main mission should be to make money solely and for no other reason, to have the money to honor the Shabbos and holidays and to pay your school tuitions, etc., etc. So if your intentions, you rule your intentions, your soulful intentions over your body intentions, and now you daven Hashem that he should help you with that, he will have a good reason to give you the divine siyata d'shmaya that you so much need. In the area of Bein Adam L'Chaver, you should make efforts to honor, remember honor is rooted in Malchus, all mankind, and especially those who forgo their own honor in order to increase the honor of heaven, obviously tzaddikim, or people who are moser nefesh for Hashem. Because these people only desire that everyone should recognize that Hashem rules over everything, and you should give them honor by honoring those who honor Hashem, that ultimately gives honor for Hashem as well. Also, make efforts to increase giving charity to the poor and the destitute, and to comfort them, and to verbally speak to their hearts. Especially do this, give them the money for their needs to honor the Shabbos and the holidays. We're coming right before the Yom Tov. Make sure everyone has what they need for Yom Tov. Our rabbis have strongly urged us to take care of these needs for others, and that way these people will be able to accept the yoke of heaven as well, and especially Shabbos, which is Malchus in and of itself. And finally, take to heart and arouse your friends that in order to merit and see and apprehend the revelation of the honor of Hashem at the end of the days, you should greatly learn now, yearn now for the honor of Hashem. This can be accomplished by paying attention to the brachas that come out of your mouth and generally and specifically when davening, as you say those words, Melech HaOlam. Every time you're saying Melech HaOlam, he's the king of the world. So presently, now we know, unfortunately, the honor of Hashem is concealed, but will soon be revealed to all. And therefore, when you focus on Melech HaOlam and you rouse your hearts and arouse others and realize that every moment is a precious opportunity to coronate Hashem over you, and then you will merit to see your supernal world in your lifetime. You also have to be, in terms of the body part, be extremely careful to guard your mouth from speaking to your friend when you're in a house of prayer, especially during the prayers. You got to be extra careful in this area on Shavuos night when the holy Jewish people are engaged in learning Torah the whole night, which thereby adorns the Shekhinah. On this night, you merit to escort the Shekhinah to be unified with Hashem with your prayers the following morning after a whole night of learning and then your davening. The Baal Shem Tov has informed us that in order to merit to be incorporated into the holy kingdom as it ascends, you must be very careful not to interrupt your service with any mundane chatter from the beginning of your learning Shavuos night until the end of your Musaf prayers by the Kiddush in the morning. And we say that fortunate is the one who's able to seal his service in the days of Sfira by sanctifying and guarding his mouth, thereby perfecting the organ of Malchus through being cautious of the Malchus, which is symbolized by the Shul. That's all Malchus. Guarding is Malchus, speech is Malchus, prayers is Malchus, the evening is Malchus, the Shekhinah and the counting of the Omer, it's all the Malchus. So be careful how to use your mouth only for Divrei Torah and things that contribute to the Malchus for this 8-hour period throughout the night through the davening. What time of day should this happen? Make an effort to accept upon yourself the yoke of heaven and to coordinate the Creator over everything He created in His world at night, especially at midnight, and that's when most of the learning is going to start at midnight, with all the Shem Shemayim. Concentrate on all your prayers in general, and particularly when mentioning the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of the house of David HaMelech. Arouse yourself to do tshuva for the times when you primarily prayed for your own physical needs and did not remember to increase your prayers for the honor of Hashem and His presently captive kingdom in oppressive hands. That should have been the focus of your tefillos. Concentrate when saying the name of Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud in your prayers and when learning the oral law, especially at night, especially at midnight. And finally, the last of the kinyonim of Torah, the quality to acquire Torah, is Chazora al Kol HaKinyonim. Review all the kinyonim, review all the qualities. We should all be zocha in the merit of working hard on our Sfiras HaOmer. And to be able to feel the grandeur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the closest HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shall be zoicha to a year full of Yiras Shemayim, Dveikus Bashem, and shall be zoicha that the Shekhinah should come, for the Mashiach to come, b'mehirah v'yameinu. Amen.